Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion. I saw an article in the HaPardes journal, November 1945. This is in Shana Yutes, Choveres Ches, and Simen Lamed Ches. I must tell you, sweet friends, when you go through old Torah journals, you find a lot of very, very interesting things. Not only the Torah, but you find interesting advertisements and current events and what's going on in the rabbinic world and the Jewish world. And it's fascinating. Today we're Zeicha. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go to any libraries. You can just click it on and it's they have it on Hebrew books and they have it on Otar Chochma. It's a lot of very interesting Torah. In any event, this article was written by the editor of the HaPardes Journal. The HaPardes Journal started in Poland in 1913. And then moved over to Chicago in 1925. And later on, it was sold to Harav Simcha Elberg. It was originally put out by Harav Shmuel Pardes. And then it was given over to Harav Simcha Elberg, who became the editor for many years. And then Rav Elberg was nifter and basically, a few more editions came out, but the journal died out. Okay, it's sad. It was a very, very chashuv journal, but Baruch Hashem today, we're blessed with many, many, many Torah journals. So we have journals and Sfarim, and again, all with easy access, or most with easy access. So this is very Lamaisa. He writes, this is Harav Pardes, again, 1945. קיבלתי מכתב מארץ ישראל מאישכת בעל אוריון ויורי וחוריד שואלים הנושים שנגעו בעליהם על קידש השם על די הראש של היטלי המחשמו אם הם הראשוס לנוסי לאחר. רומה כי זוכה כי שמה באירופה כי הנושים שבעליהם נרגו על די קידש השם אינן ראשוס לנוסי. I received this odd letter from ארץ ישראל. A ben Torah, ירי שמיים, asks if women whose husbands were killed al Kiddush Hashem by Hitler, are they allowed to marry somebody else? Because he heard in Europe that if your husband was killed al Kiddush Hashem, you're not allowed to get married. When I read this letter, Nivhalti Mishmoazos Vitzachakti al Ze, I was taken aback and I even started to laugh. But then I started looking around and I found, lo and behold, it's a tshuva in the Marach or Zerua. Marach or Zerua is Rabbi Chaim Eliezer Ashkenazi, or Zerua was a posek in Germany, the Rishonim. He was the son of Yitzchak of Yitzchak Mivina, the author of the Or Zerua. And his Rabbi Muvak was apparently the Marami Rutenburg. And he would correspond with him, with the Rashba, with the Rush. We're talking about a very, very chashuva source. So he writes in Siman Yadalit at the end of the tshuva, in the name of the Sefer HaMikzos, Mishenerag al Yichon Hashem, V'al Kiddush Bar HaKshem Baruch Hu, Bein Mishas Hashemad, Bein Shalom Mishas Hashemad, Gondar Melech Plach Lavoy Dezor V'lo Katol Nalach, U'maser Es Atzmo Elamisa V'nerag O'Nitzlav O'Nitzrav al Yichon Hashem, Kevin Shekiddush Es Hashem B'Nafshoi, ובגופו כל ישראל חייבים לסבל עליו, ולקרוא ולהספידו בבתי כנסיוס ובבתי מדרשוס. וישתו לא תינוסי עולמיס משום כובד שמיים ומשום כבודו. Somebody who was killed on the oneness of God, on the sanctify his name, whether it was a time of persecution or not a time of persecution, like they said, either serve avodah zarah and if not will kill you, and he's mosir himself lemisa, and he's killed, burned, al yi, or burned al yichud Hashem, once he's makadish Hashem begufo v'nafsho, all Jews have to mourn for him, and do kriya, and be maspid him in the shuls. It's interesting, if you say this is true, imagine all the people today are killed al kiddush Hashem, all the chayalim. I mean, this question obviously relates to the chayalim. Are their wives allowed to remarry? You see all these young widows, it's heartbreaking. Girls, just girls, 20, 21, 23, 25, 27-year-old girls with babies, little children, sometimes in their 30s, but still young. Even if it's not, if a widow's 98, it's also not happy. But the young women, And many, you know, we're talking about dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of widows. So it's really, really gefährlich. Are they allowed to remarry? Here their husbands died al Kiddush Hashem. So according to the Merach HaRezeroa, he quotes a source that no, they're not allowed to remarry. Everybody has to be maspid them. Everybody has to be misabil. We have to go, you have a spadim in shuls and batei medrashas. We have to mourn for them. And their wives are not allowed to remarry. There's a davar mavhilu matmiya, says Rav Pardes. V'akach matzasi b'sefer machin achayim, me'hagoyin Reb Chaim Sofer, mipes, they used to call him the Hungarish Reb Chaim. The Machane Chaim, Reb Chaim Sofer of Budapest, who was a great Hungarian posek, he wasn't related to the Chasim Sofer, but he was a Talmud, even though that was his last name was Sofer. So in Ebenezer and Simon Chav Zayin, he discusses the Shaila, and he says some very, very difficult things to accept. He says that the reason you're not allowed to marry his widow is because it was a kli shenishtamish bo kodesh. If you used a kli for kedusha, like hekdesh, you're not allowed to use it for chol, as if his wife is a kli shenishtamish hekdesh. Or because he's called a melech, he proves he's a melech, like from Avram Avinu, when he was Moser Nefesh. And it's sort of an agadic type limud, and he says, well, since he's like a melech, almanas ha-melech asur lehedyot. The alman of a king is forbidden to a simple person. It says in the pasuk, Yareas Hashem b'ni u'melech, ma u'melech? Kol mishu yorei min HaKadosh Baruch Hu sof lios es melech. If you fear God, you're like a king. You notice from Amar Avinu, they made him a king. So this person feared God. He's Moser Nefesh, so he's like a king. So in a Torah journal, anyway, quotes this and just starts being mefalpel. I don't know. He's a melech. Or because of his kedusha and nishmaso tzura b'tzura hachayim, like Rebbe, that he used to come every Erev Shabbos and he'd make kiddush, ksubas kuf gimel. And so it's like he's still alive. The tzaddikim are still alive. And Mimela, you're not allowed to marry her. V'chol Eilu, says Rav Pardes, Ta'amim dechukim heim. Halovada imisos ish kodesh gam kein mati rishto la'oila. These are difficult reasons, forced interpretations. And the death of a holy man is matir his wife. Just tell you, a Navi, who didn't die, there's a chakir of his wife is matir. But if someone dies, he's dead. In the Holocaust, we have, you know, thousands and thousands of almanas. We're going to tell them they're not allowed to get married. Now, he gives an example of plach l'avodah zarah v'li no katon lach. Either bow down to avodah zarah, I'll kill you. But there are other forms of daim al kiddush Hashem. There's a discussion if somebody, right in Pashas, kiddush Hashem is if someone dies, either they're do an avera or die. But many hold that anyone who was killed in the Holocaust is a din of being dying al kiddush Hashem, and any chayal has a din of dying al kiddush Hashem. Not universal, but the Gemara you see in Mem Zayin Sanhedrin, we discussed in other shirim, they have kapara. Are they called kedoshim or not? Kedoshim is not so pashut. But they have kapara, and some hold that they are called the dying al kiddush Hashem. Many call them; they call them the kedoshim. So if that's true, and they really are kadosh, they were killed because they're Jewish. So then you're going to tell all these almanas, all the almanot tzal, all the widows of tzal, which is today lemaisa, and all the widows of the Holocaust, which was extremely lemaisa in 1945. So to tell them they all can't get married is very, very difficult. So Rav Pardes says, I looked into this, I found in the Tshuvas Yud Eliyale, Evin Ezer, Simon Reish, Shepilpo, Divrei Darki Moshe, Evin Ezer, etc., etc., Shechakur Be'eshes Eliyahu Anavi, or Rishuma Levim Torah Linas. You know, somebody who leaves this world still alive, is his wife allowed to get married? And he says, he quotes the Lashon of the Gemara, Mises Habal Min Shemayahu Da'akni Le. Iyu Asra, Viyu Sharsa. So, when a husband dies, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being makane the wife now. She can now get remarried. The Lashon of the Gemara in Kedushin of Gimel Amud Beis is Mises Habal Minalan Svarhu. Who asked Rebbe Husharsa? HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked her, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir. Lashon Miso Hedra Menaola. He's not in the world anymore. So as long as he's not in the world, she can get remarried. So that would apply to Eliyahu HaNavi or Rishu ben Levi when he went to Gan Eden. However, the Achronim talk about the idea that even after the death of the Baal, there's still some element of Ishus in the Yevamos Nehamei Beis, that even after Misa, she's still called his relative. See there in Tosis, Bavasukov Yadalat Amud Beis, Dibur Maschema, proof in Yevamos 55b, that Lachar Misa, she's called his relative. And in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Yelof Le Mikra, the Misa Baal Matir, Mashmi Le Kasev, and the Gam Lachar Misa Baal, Nashev Ki Ishto. So, in the end, the Gemara learns from a pasuk in the Gemara in Kiddushin. So if we have a pasuk, so then obviously without the pasuk, the woman would be permitted to her husband, would be forbidden to another man even after her husband died. That's why I need a pasuk. Lest he die at war and somebody else take him. So you see that death is matir, but otherwise death wouldn't be matir. So if Yosef Engel is a very Rabbi Yosef Engel Dika topic, so he's mefalpel a lot in this, and he wants to say that the reason Yavama is Asura Lashuk is because she still hasn't completely left the Rishus HaBaal. And there's still a koach ishus. Just the Torah is matir the yavam, but until the yavam does something, either yibam or chalitza, she's still connected to her previous husband. And the misas habal that we've exeris hakasa for is if there's no yibam, if there's no yavam. But if there's a yavam, then she's still connected to her husband. She's a surah alma. That's what answers her. So if you say that there's still a koach of ishus from the husband, so maybe, says Rav Pardes, you can accept what the Machane Chaim says, that because he's so holy, so his Holy Spirit dwells upon her and she's still Asura. But this is, these are all deeply spiritual matters which don't really seem to connect to practical halacha. The husband died, she's Asura, she's Muteris. Visham b'pischei tshuva levin Ezer simin yud zayin. He brings the name of the Birka Yosef. A suffix about an isha shemeis baila, and then he comes back to life, like the ma'aseh with the shunamis, or kam rabba v'shachtei l'Rab Zeira, and then he brought him back to life. What's the status of his wife? He brings the Yerushalmi in Gittin 7:3. And if someone says, this is your get, if I don't come from now until 12 months, and then he dies within the 12 months, she still can't get married. Because maybe a nes is going to happen and he's going to come back to life. So it's very difficult to understand this Yerushalmi. There were some mechanism. Now this shaila of what happens if the husband dies and comes back to life, ayyadei neis, maybe it's tali in what we said before, that if she's still called his relative even after he dies, so if he comes back to life, then they're back together, even ayyadei neis. But if they're completely separated by Misa, then even if he comes back to life, but they're finished, they're done. And we, like we said before, if it's b'makom yibum, so then she's still called, if you accept Rav Yosef Engel says, that b'makom yibum, she's still connected to her husband until she actually does yibum. So then if he come back to life b'neis, then she'd be, they would be married again. So the bottom line is that obviously b'meshech hadoros, women whose husbands were killed, HaKiddush Hashem, did get remarried. And this whole shaila of a woman dying is a very, of a man dying and coming back al yedei neis, is a fascinating shaila. It's kedai mentioning a chakir of the Rogatchever. I always love Rogatchevers. That he writes in the Tzafnas Panach, page 30. I don't know which Tzafnas Panach that is. Al Kopanim, he writes, "Beheter misa shel abala isha." What's the heter of misa of the husband to his wife? In other words, what's the heter to his wife after the husband dies? Im ze rak yeder din or rak machmas shein labal? Ritzon alom adelo apu'ula misa materis rak mashinas like there's a heter mitzias. Shel aguf asher yesh alav gidrei ha'ishus. Ayin kiddushin yud gimel amit beis, yud dalet ayin sham, taf beis amit beis, min shamayi de makni. So he says, what's pshat? When the husband dies, is it pshat that it's like a get? That there's a din that separates them? Now she has a din that he died and it's over? Or is pshat that it's just a la mitzias, that she doesn't have a husband? Rather, there'd be nafkamina if he comes back b'derech neis. If it's a din, so then the marriage separated them. Then the death separated them. If it's a mitzias, in the meantime, she doesn't have a husband. If he comes back, he comes back. Now she does. She wouldn't have to remarry him. He quotes his rabbi, the Rambam. That if a woman's having trouble giving birth and the child's endangering her, you're allowed to abort the fetus to save the mother. But if the baby sticks his head out, you're not allowed to touch the baby because zeo tivo shel olam. What does it mean? Zeo tivo shel olam? Ritzon olomar. Be'ashgachas Hashem yizbarach. Ve'ikar davar tize lo rak din mach rak mach mas mitzias. Asher yevshar keis chayim b'loi mavis u'mavis b'loi chayim. Mises habal. Shayidei zeh v'ninu ki lokach nasis hi pnuya. So he says that's called the tivo shel olam. It's not a din, it's a mitzias. There's just no husband. And Amela, she's muteris le'alma. So he also has a chakira about the zika. Why is there a zika? Why is there a connection between the yavama and the yavam? What's the ila? What's the olo? As what's the cause, what's the effect? Is the cause the Zika? And in order to patter yourself from the Zika, the Torah gave an Eitzah to do Yibam or Chalitza? Or no? There's a mitzvah of Yibam or Chalitza, and then that causes the Zika. Is that there's Zika, and that requires you to do Yibam or Chalitza? Or there's Yibam or Chalitza, and immediately you have to do Zika. In the footnote to the Tzafnas Panach HaMavur, there's this genius rabbi in Montreal, Canada, named Rabbi Avram Ben Shimon. I don't know why more people haven't heard of him, but the man is obviously not from this world in his brilliance and knowledge. There's a letter over here from Rav Herbsprung singing his praises. And he gave him smicha. This is 1978. So today he's probably somewhere in his 60s, maybe 70s. In any event, so he wrote a biur to a number of volumes printed by Moshe Rav Kook, a biur to the Tzafnas Panach. So here in the footnote he writes, this is in the Tzafnas Panach Yibum Chalitza Shlomis and Achavas footnote 170. Uliyaser biur bechakira im chiyuv hayibum umachmas ha'och ha'meis. Oh, achai. Is the chi of Yibum because of the dead brother or because of the living brother? What's the chi of Yibum because of? What causes it? So he quotes here from the Heilige Kloisenberger, who was a chassid of the Rogatchover, held very highly of him. This is in the Divrei Yatziv in Evan Ezer, in Simon Kuf Yud. Ulevar ha-dvorim naktim levar geder ha-isr di-yavam al-ashuk. Shekrakosav l'stapik b'zeh ha-goyin Rabbi Yosef Engel. Be'asven d'ayraisa klal ches. Ve'narchiv es ha-dvorim. Ha'im neima di-yisur mikoich ha-baal. Da'av she-gilsa toira d'misis ha-baal matera se-tafka. Ve'yesh lo-bonim. Ha-ba-bein lo-bonim nishar adayin ishus ha-baal. So that we say that the Isser is because the Baal, the dead husband, and even though the Torah was Megale, then Mises HaBaal is Matir, that's Davka if he has children. But if he has no children, Nishar Adayin Ishus HaBaal, like we spoke about before. There's still some Ishus left with the husband. V'ayavam Yeresh Koyach HaMeis B'Kiddushin V'Arishayim. And the Yavam inherits the power of the Meis from his first Kiddushin. Just like Ukein Yehud, Ayidei ben ha'adon shekesef miknasim shenasan ha'av have a kesef kiddushin. So the father acquires the amivria, and then with that the son can do yehu the marrier. The mikom kenek kiddushin chamur kol kach biyotzah b'chaim shazi b'chenek v'achshav misas uka she'isur v'avirak b'lav. So the kiddushin isn't so strong. Now the yavin yarshin is the kiddushin. But when the husband was alive, sleeping with her is bechenek. And now the husband's dead, sleeping with her is just a laugh. Oh, she's just a baal b'kocha nifka l'gamre b'misasai. V'achshav nischad ish isu shel yivam al ashuk. Or maybe no. The ishus of the husband and his koach have completely dissipated. When he dies, the ishus of the husband goes away. And now there's a new Isser of Yivam al-Ashuk. And to quote the Lashon of the Tzafnas Paneach, of the Rugged Shaver, Hageder Kach. Tina yesh b'zeh kam estiris b'gemara b'mad digil salan utara d'asur li nasi emes b'lo yavam. There are numerous stiras in the Gemara that the Torah was megalitos to reveal to us that she's not allowed to marry if he dies without children. Does it mean to say that the death of the husband hasn't yet separated between them? There's still some connection. The Misa of Avkos Ishus and Mele Lekalopa Belo Isha. Ritzer Ritzon Alar Bekedusha Mishmaya Maknil Ritzon Alar Metzius Kach. The Bad Mashet Torah Chitchelen or the Nishra Asur and Bekrovin. Zedin Torah. Then Misa is Avkos Ishus. And Memela, there's no husband and there's no wife. They're not married anymore. That's what it means in Kiddushin, Mishmai Maknil, that's the Metzius. And then there's, if there's still the Surei Krovim that still exists, is a Din B'Gzeres HaTorah. But not because the Ishus remains after Misa. So, Aval Belo Banim, Adayin Lo Nifka Legamri. So if they're children, then it's Afka Legamri. But if she dies without children, then it is a Nifka Legamri. In order to be Mafkia the Ishus, you need to Chalitza. Oh, Zemetzius Chodesh and Aslai De Yavam. So either it's a Hemshech, or maybe it's a new Metzius that comes after the husband dies. And the Rogatchover in his Gainus finds that it's a Machlokes Tanoim. I love the Rogatchover. You look in the Gemara in Yevamos 104a. Alta Balaila Chalitosa Kshera. Rabbi Elazar Paisel. Are you allowed to do Chalitza at night? Tanakama, yes. Rabbi Elazar, no. Ma Kesha. So the Gemara says, the Machlekes is Chalitza Tchilas Din or Gemara Din? If it's Gemara Din, then it's no good. If it's Tchilas Din, you're allowed to have Tchilas Din at night. So if it's a Davar Chadosh, then it's a Tchilas Din. And Mimele, you're allowed to do it at night. That's the Tanakama. But that's your apostles hold no, it's a Hemshech of the previous Ishus. And Mimele, it's a Gemara Din. And you're not allowed to do it at night. Wow. Rabbi Isai, obviously this is a very, very big topic. I'm just glad that we brought it up to people should know about this famous Marach, or now to be famous, now famous Marach, or Zeror, now more famous. And Yesh HaBei Yod L'Harich B'Zeh, so we should be Zachat to learn more, and we should be Zachat Mirz Hashem. There should be no more Almanos. And all those who are Almanos and want to get remarried should find husbands. I think of these women with, you know, a 23-year-old, 25-year-old woman with two, three children, maybe pregnant, and the thought of being alone for the rest of her life is really so sad, so heartrending. So we should be Zocha. They should all have a Nechama, and we should have Gula Shleima. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.